So we were talking about the locha of being yotze with machine matzah. So next question, we have to explain the difference between the different types of machine matzah. To understand that, we have to understand we're being shomer this from coming chametz. So we understand b'shas ksira, you make sure it doesn't get near moisture, it gets near moisture, the kernels will absorb the moisture, they start to sprout, that's considered that it's chametz. It's already, it's a flour, don't let it get near water, it'll just sit and sit, eventually it's going to become chametz. You put water into flour, so one very intelligent thought, one point I pointed out, in our Pesach kitchens, the only thing which potentially could be chametz is our matzah. Everything else in the kitchen can't become, but the only thing which you're really worried about becoming chametz is the matzah. So how do you make sure that your matzah is in chametz? So the Mora says, if you add water to flour, you let it sit for the time it takes to walk a mill, the dough will become, and at room temperature, the dough will become chametz. So we have to make sure that that doesn't happen. And the halacha is also that shehiyos means starfish. So the halacha is that as long as you're working with the dough, it will not become chametz. You're kneading it, you're moving it, etc. But if you let it sit for 18 minutes, it'll become chametz. You let it sit for 3 minutes, and then you work a little bit, let it sit for 5 minutes, you work a little bit, they all add up to 18 minutes. So we don't want our dough to sit for 18 minutes. So how do we make sure that that doesn't happen? So there's, you've seen in some boxes, it says 18-minute matzahs. Which, what does that mean, 18-minute matzahs? What do they do? So every 18 minutes, they remove any dough which is possibly there. They clean everything up. Because maybe the matzah that you added water to, you kneaded, you rolled out, you put the holes in, you put into the oven, it's baked. It's not going to come chametz anywhere once it's baked. But maybe a little piece of dough got stuck somewhere. So they have to clean out every 18 minutes. They clean out the whole process. Well, that cleaning out process is when you're dealing with the hand matzah, it's one type of process. Dealing with these big machines, how do you do that? So is there any other solution for that problem? So there's a solution called bittul. We know that bittul works. Chametz is bittul before Pesach. It's bittul b'shishim. On Pesach, if you mix chametz into your food, on Pesach it's not batel. Even mashu is not batel. But before Pesach, it's batel b'shishim. And the assumption will be that even though the shear of bittul changes on Pesach, once it's batel, it remains batel. That's the ikra shita lipaskin, that remains batel. So some machines rely on the din of bittul. They never stop. They keep going, and even if a little piece of dough got stuck somewhere along the way, and it sat there, and it sat there, and became chametz, and eventually got mixed back up, mixed into the next dough batch of dough, and you have a little bit of chametz in there, it's batel. We can rely that it's definitely not enough to be a problem, and it's batel. So those are the matzahs you walk into the bakery. They're not shmur mishas ksira, they're not shmur mishas tchina, they're shmur mishas lisha. They rely on bittul, and they cost you about $2 per pound of matzah. Something along those lines. And those are the cheapest ones. Okay, but do we want to rely on bittul? Do we want to what about shmur mishas ksira? What about those things? Okay, so we have something called 18-minute matzah, which means the machine is made that every 18 minutes they can stop the machine, clean it out, remove any possible dough which is there, and then start it up again. Well, you realize that the stopping and the starting, it's a more expensive machine, and the stopping and the starting is definitely slows down the process significantly, so the price of your matzah is going to go up. And that's why there's matzah which says that an 18-minute matzah, that's what that's about. And it might also say shmur mishas ksira. They might use grain, which is shmur mishas ksira. Now, why 18 minutes? So that really is a discussion. We're assuming the length of time it takes to walk a mill is 18 minutes. So I don't want to get involved in the why. That's a different conversation, a different time. Not everybody agrees with that amount. The Vilna Gaon says the amount is 22 and a half minutes. So maybe we can be makel and rely on the Vilna Gaon? 22 and a half minutes. So somebody came up with this great idea. There's different steps in the process of the machine. So I don't have to worry about the whole machine. It's not every 18 minutes. I can stop the first part after 18 minutes, clean that out. Meanwhile, the next part is working, and I'll stop that a minute later. And as long as I finish everything in the whole machine in less than 22 and a half minutes, I have like two shitas. I sort of got 18 minutes every section. Plus, the whole thing is less than 22 and a half minutes. So that's what's called your shmura machine matzah. Chabura machine matzah stops the whole machine after every 18 minutes. Before 18 minutes is up, they stop the whole machine, they clean it out, they start over again. And that's even more expensive. Hand matzah, they stop the process every 18 minutes, which means really, basically, everybody's stopping after about 14, 15 minutes, because each step of the process, they're waiting for the next guy. They're not going to start, because they're not going to finish before 18 minutes. So every 15 minutes or so, the whole process, everybody, gets a break somewhere in the process. The kneader gets a break after 15 minutes. The first roller gets a break after 15 minutes. He started a little later. The next person gets their stop somewhere along the way, about every 15 minutes. But every 18 minutes, the whole process stops. Everything is cleaned out, and they start over again. And that's combined with the fact that it's Shmur Mishas Ksir, which that adds a lot of people in the process, and the fact that you're doing it with a lot of people, you're paying them salaries, etc. So the price of hand Shmura is much more expensive than even the most Chamer Dikah machine Shmura. Have a good morning.